Good morning and welcome to A Taste of Torah. Today, Jewish law, halacha, and being that we are now within a month of Pesach, this incredible holiday that is so integral to Judaism, we'll spend the next couple weeks discussing halachis of Pesach. Today we'll begin with the overall month of Nisan. Even though the holiday of Pesach takes up just 7 or 8 days within the month of Nisan, nonetheless, the entire month in Jewish tradition is seen as a month of redemption and a month of freedom, and therefore there is a celebratory atmosphere throughout the entire month. And for that reason, Shulchan Aruch says, there is no Tachnun prayer, the prayer in which we ask Hashem for forgiveness for our sins, said the entire month. All the days of Nisan, this prayer is not said. Because in this month of Nisan, it's a time of joy. We don't get into our sins. This is the longest consecutive time throughout the year where Tachnun is not said. In addition, because of the atmosphere of Simcha, joy, throughout the month, one is not to take on a fast. In Jewish tradition, people would often take on additional fasts, whether it was for Teshuvah, some people fasted on a yahrzeit of a loved one. It said this should not be done in the month of Nisan. No fasting at all, with the exception, of course, of the fast of the firstborn on the eve of Pesach, as we will get to soon. In addition to Nisan being the month in which the Jews left Egypt. 1 year later, another noteworthy event happened. That was when the Mishkan, the sanctuary, was inaugurated with great festivity. Each of the days of Nisan, there was another tribal leader that brought a particular gift to the Mishkan, and therefore there is a tradition that the first 12 days of Nisan, following the morning services, we say a special edition mentioning the particular Nasi, tribal leader of that day, with a mystical prayer followed afterwards, asking Hashem that if you are indeed from that Shevet, from that tribe, you should, through your davening today, accomplish everything that spiritually was accomplished when that tribal leader brought his gift on this day. If you are using the blue siddur, you will see this edition on page 391. Again, this is said the first 12 days of Nisan, the day each of the tribes brought their gift. On the 13th day of Nisan, there is a concluding paragraph that is also said. Finally, the Shabbos before Pesach is known as Shabbat HaGadol, the Great Shabbos, and a number of reasons are given for this name. Firstly, while we should be studying the laws of Passover, really, the entire month before Pesach, real crunch time begins in the days before Pesach, and in Jewish communities of old, the rabbi would give a very lengthy sermon with practical notes about the upcoming holiday and how to observe it on this Shabbos. So since there was a long sermon on this day, everyone would come out to Shul to hear the rabbi's sermon. It was a sermon that was Gadol, big, hence the Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos. A second reason is also given. This was the day that the Jewish people were originally told to take the lamb as the Paschal offering. That year, the Jews left Egypt actually on a Thursday. It was the Shabbat beforehand that was the 10th of the month. That is when they took the lamb, and the Midrash tells us something remarkable, that the Egyptians asked the Jewish people, what are you doing taking a lamb and tying it to your bed? And the Jews answered that this is going to be on the menu 5 nights from now, on the night that we leave Egypt, the same night the last plague will happen, the death of the firstborn. And when the firstborn heard this, of course, Moshe and the Jewish people had a good track record by this time. They demanded of Paro to let the Jewish people go. A civil war erupted on this day, and hence we call it Shabbos HaGadol, because a great miracle happened on this day. A, the Jewish people were protected, despite the fact that they were taking the Egyptian deity of that time, the lamb. Not one person attacked a Jew for doing so. And B is that even the Egyptians at this point in the story acknowledged the strength of Hashem. They showed their belief in Hashem. They demanded of Paro to let the Jewish people go. And in a sense, from a spiritual perspective, this is a tremendous miracle where the Egyptians themselves were fighting against Paro. Nonetheless, while this story originally happened on the 10th day of Nisan, unlike most Jewish festivals or notable events that are observed on the same day of the month in which they transpired, we do not observe this date on the 10th of Nisan every year. Rather, we observe it on the Shabbos before Passover, even if during that particular year, the Shabbos before Passover is not the 10th day of the month. Now, this sounds unusual. Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday. Since when are Jewish holidays relegated to a particular day of the week? The Shulchan Aruch writes that being that later in history, the 10th day of Nisan became a sad day. It was the day that Miriam passed away. Therefore, they did not want to make any specific celebration on the 10th day of Nisan, and rather they said it should be observed on the Shabbos before, regardless of whether it is the 10th day of Nisan or not. In addition to the fact that this day is when the rabbi gives a lengthy sermon, there is also the tradition that shortly before the conclusion of Shabbos, Shabbos afternoon after the Mincha service, we preview the Haggadah, not the entire Haggadah, but the section of Maggid, from Avadim Hayinu through Dayenu, we recite to ourselves, preparing, of course, for the Haggadah that will be said in a number of days later on the night of the Seder. A concluding thought, there is a final interpretation why this is called Shabbos Haggadol, the Great Shabbos. You know, Shulchan Aruch writes, Neis Gadol, a big miracle happened on this day. And at first glance, one could ask, was it really such a great miracle that the Egyptians went up to Paro and demanded that the Jewish people go? You know, of course they were afraid of their lives. And I once heard an incredible interpretation that the reason why we mark this day as Neis Gadol is not so much the miracle of what happened with the Egyptians. It was the miracle that happened with the Jews. This was the day that internally the Jewish people decided, we will be free people. We are separating ourselves from Egyptians. Even though it took another 5 days for Hashem to take us out of Egypt, on this day, the Shabbos before, we decided to separate from the Egyptians. We had the courage, we had the strength to listen to Hashem's mitzvah, take the lamb, despite the fact that it was an Egyptian deity. The Neis Gadol was our miracle, our faith, our dedication to Hashem. This is indeed the kickoff for the entire exodus that would follow.